Thank you. Veiled, the name of that piece from Dan Weiss off of his album Stair Baby, released on Pi Recordings, featuring Dan Weiss at drums and compositions, Ben Maunder at guitar, Trevor Dunn at the electric bass, and two keyboardists working there, Craig Taborn and Matt Mitchell, both at keys and pianos throughout. Anna Weber before that from her album Clockwise, a piece entitled Array, featuring Anna Weber at tenor saxophone, flute, bass flute, and alto flute. Joining her, Jeremy Viner at saxophone, Jacob Gottnick at the trombone, Christopher Hoffman at the cello, Matt Mitchell at the piano, Christopher Tordini at the bass, and Ches Smith at drums and vibraphone. Chris Davis before that, from her Diatom Ribbons release of last year, or was it early this year? Out on Pyroclastic Recordings, featuring her in a trio setting for that piece, a piece entitled Corn Cake, Terry Lynn Carrington at the drums, Chris Davis at the piano, and Val Ginty at the turntable for a piece, once again, Corn Cake. Brand new release before that from Sylvie Courvoisier in a trio setting with Drew Gress at the bass and Kenny Willison at drums. Highway 1 was the piece we took from Free Hoops, soon to be released on the Intact recording label. Reza Bassi before that, brand new release from him celebrating Django Reinhardt. Django Shift is the name of the release, just out on Whirlwind, and it features Rez, of course, at guitars, both fretted and fretless acoustic guitars, to be precise. Neil Alexander at organ, electronics, and synthesizers, and the great Michael Sarin at the drums. Something's Coming prior to that from 1966. Gene Lee and Rand Blake, and something from the album The Newest Sound You've Never Heard, an A-side release from a year and a half ago or so. A beautiful release indeed, featuring two unique voices in jazz, to be sure. Eric Rivas before that from his brand new release, Slipknot's Through a Looking Glass, just to be released on the Pyroclastic recording label. Chris Davis at the piano there with Eric Rivas at the bass. Bill McHenry and Darius Jones taking up saxophone duties, tenor and alto respectively. Then Chad Taylor at the drums and marimba. Milford Graves before that from the album Stories, recorded in 2000 for the Tzadik recording label. Continuous Conversations was the piece we heard, and of course Milford Graves in failing health, but he did celebrate his 80th birthday this past week, and he is being celebrated with a major retrospective of his work, a multidisciplinary exhibit starting up in September at the Contemporary Arts Philadelphia. If you're in the area, you may want to check it out. And we started off that set, as mentioned, with something from brand new release from Luke Stewart, Exposure Quintet, featuring Edward Wilkinson Jr. at reeds, along with Ken Vandenbark at the reeds. Awakening the Masters was the piece we took from the self-titled release, to be released on the Astral Spirits recording label. This is Jazz Amok, John B., your host this week, right here on CKUT 90.3 FM, www.ckut.ca. Weekly playlists can be found at jazzamuck.blogspot.ca. We list everything we play here on the program, both Lawrence and I, right here on Jazz Amok, CKUT 90.3 FM.
What's the matter? Is everything all right? That's okay. I've got just the right thing for you. CKUT 90.3
FM. CKUT, Henry Grimes, and stay tuned for more of the most aesthetic things, feelings in the world.
Up next on Jazz Amok, brand new music from Thumbscrew, from the Anthony Braxton Project, released about a month ago on the Cuneiform recording label. Thomas Fujiwara at drums and vibraphone, Mary Halverson at the guitar, and Michael Formanek at the double bass. They are obviously taking on Anthony Braxton compositions, and early Anthony Braxton compositions at that. This is composition number 35. Bring Ahead, Thumbscrew from 2016, their self-titled release out on the Cuneiform recording label. Thomas Fujiwara at drums, vibraphone, Mary Halverson at the guitar, and Michael Formanek at the bass. That's was their first release, as I say, released in 2016. Prior to that, in that kind of Thumbscrew heavy set, Mary Halverson and her sextet from the 2013 release Illusionary Sky, released on Firehouse 12 recording label, and that was a piece entitled Red Sky Still Sea, number 31. Jonathan Finlayson at the trumpet, John Irabagon at the alto, Ingrid Lobrock at the tenor saxophone, Jacob Garchik at the trombone, Mary Halverson at the guitar, Jean Hébert at the bass, and Ches Smith at the drums. Michael Formanek before that, leading his project, a quartet outing, featuring Tim Byrne at alto saxophone, Formanek, of course, at the double bass, Gerald Cleaver at drums, and Craig Taborn at the piano, an ECM release entitled Small Places from 2012, and we took the piece slightly off axis. The Hunt was the name of the piece before that, for Thomas Fujiwara and his project The Hookup. Action Speak was the album we took The Hunt from, 2010 release on 482, and it features Jonathan Finlayson at the trumpet, Thomas Fujiwara at the drums, Mary Halverson at the guitar, Danton Bolter at the bass, and Brian Settles at tenor saxophone. And starting off that set was Thumbscrew from, as I mentioned, their brand new release, fairly new release, just out on the Cuneiform recording label, the Anthony Braxton Project, and composition number 35. Well, that's about it for this morning's edition of Jazz Amok. I want to thank you for listening. Remind you that Lawrence Joseph will be here next week. I'll be here in a couple of weeks. We're going to bookend the program with some William Parker from the album Flowers in a Stained Glass Window, a piece he wrote both lyrics and music for. Lena Conquest, recitation, vocals, William Parker at the bass, Steve Swell, trombone, Abraham Menon at the tenor sax, Isaiah Parker at the piano, and Kesavan Nedo at the drums. From Flowers in a Stained Glass Window, this is Living Hope.
Clear all day and night. Transform the mountain of despair into a monumental road of living hope. Dance and let it sing loud and clear all day and night. Transform the mountain of despair into a monumental road of living hope. A road of living hope. Wake up and sing, knocking on all doors with the cry through blazing saxophones, trumpets, and strings. And don't forget about the trombone, made out of black clay, lifted out of nowhere to somewhere, the root of all roots. Our steps leave footprints to inspire those who are left to transform despair into liberty without violence. Is that possible to forgive those who have flattened the city to smoking ashes? There is one problem. The people you ask for freedom are not free. The people you ask for freedom are not free. Not free. 12 men on the jury in the town, never letting the guilty down, never realizing the criminals are the judges.
CKUT is a messenger, teaching the youth about roots and culture, and tell the massive empty member, that's all I need when I am. Well, CKUT is a messenger, teaching the youth about roots and culture. And tell the massive them to remember Jah. That's all I heard in with I got. Well, well, 90.3 FM. It's CKUT, the Culture Radio Station. Radio McGill. Blessed love. The messenger. Take it away.
Hey, everybody. Derek Sega here. So we won't be hosting our families for the holidays this year. But let's look on the bright side. Got an aunt with some zany theories? Just mute her on the family video calls. A hippie cousin that bring new wave sludge to Réveillon? Not this year. To protect your family's health and safety, it's important you stay home and enjoy the peace and quiet.
Put your pants on! Time to shovel the driveway!
Right away, hon. Safe holidays. Let's keep our spirits up.
A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
CKUT. We'll be right back.